What rules your heart and mind? Join me, Abigail Christian, for healing moments as we experience truth and our hearts and minds are released from deception. What does it mean to deceive? To be deceived. Deceive means to lie, mislead, or otherwise hide or distort the truth. Deceived means to make someone believe something that is not true, to practice deceit, to give a false impression. In the Bible, Jesus Christ of Nazareth spoke about deceit and the devil and his followers. Matthew, a disciple of Jesus, recorded what Jesus said in the Bible in the book of Matthew, chapter 8, verse 44. Jesus said, "For you are the children of your father the devil, and you love to do the evil things he does. He is a murderer from the beginning. He has always hated the truth because there is no truth in him. When he lies, it is consistent with his character, for he is a liar and the father of lies." Has the devil ever deceived you? Most of the time, we don't even realize that deception is taking place. We are blinded and don't know the truth. We often think we are walking in truth when in reality we are deceived. I have been deceived and I did not even realize it. There was a time when the spirit of deception ruled my mind. I have walked there, and I know what fear, confusion, and anxiety come from the bondage of deception. I wrote about it in my journal as I faced a time of sickness and deception. Here are a few lines from the journal. Some people may not be able to relate to life when you live in an imaginary world, trying so hard to keep focus on what is real, for your mind to tell you that harm is just around the corner, and yet, in reality, you are safe. For your mind to tell you that any moment something incredibly painful will happen, and in reality, your life is going so well. You are surrounded by loving family and caring friends. I guess perhaps all of us can relate in one way or another, because everybody deals with worry and anxiety to some degree. We must not be deceived by the voices of worry and anxiety. Yes, I was struggling with deception as I wrote that journal entry. I was seeking for truth. We face problems and we are in bondage because of deception. We desire to find the truth and a way out. We want freedom and deliverance. So how do we get freedom from the bondage of deception? How do our blinded eyes become filled with the light of truth? How do the chains fall and we are released to walk and run in the freedom of truth? First, we accept the truth about Jesus Christ and our need for a Savior. Jesus Christ of Nazareth said, "He is the way, the truth, and the life." Once we know Christ as Lord and Savior, we take up the full armor of God and his mighty weapons to fight against deception and tear down strongholds that hold us and others captive. Paul, an apostle of Christ, wrote in a letter to a church in Corinthians. He said in this letter, in the Bible, in 2 Corinthians 10, verses 3 through 5, we are human, but we do not wage war as humans do. We use mighty weapons, not worldly weapons, to knock down the strongholds of human reasoning and to destroy false arguments. We destroy every proud obstacle that keeps people from knowing God. We capture their rebellious thoughts and teach them to obey Christ. What are these weapons that we, as followers of Christ, put on to take down these strongholds and the deception of the enemy? Paul again wrote in a letter to the Ephesians, in chapter 6, verses 10 through 18, he said, a final word, be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. Put on all of God's armor so that you will be able to stand firm against all strategies of the devil. For we are not fighting against flesh and blood enemies, but against evil rulers and authorities of the unseen world, against mighty powers in this dark world, and against evil spirits in the heavenly places. Therefore, put on every piece of God's armor, so you will be able to resist the enemy in the time of evil. Then, after the battle, you will still be standing firm. Stand your ground, putting on the belt of truth and the body armor of God's righteousness. For shoes, put on the peace that comes from the good news so that you will be fully prepared. In addition to all of these, hold up the shield of faith to stop the fiery arrows of the devil. Put on salvation as your helmet and take the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Pray in the Spirit at all times and on every occasion. Stay alert and be persistent in your prayers for all believers everywhere. Yes, we take up the full armor to break down strongholds. We also continue to follow and seek God's truth. We grow deep in Christ, always searching and seeking the truth found only in Him and God's Word. Again, Paul wrote a letter to a church in Colossae and said in the letter, found in the Bible in Colossians chapter 2, verses 6 through 9. Paul said, and now, just as you accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord, you must continue to follow Him. Let your roots grow down into Him, and let your lives be built on Him. Then your faith will grow strong in the truth. You were taught, and you will overflow with thankfulness. Don't let anyone capture you with an empty philosophies and high-sounding nonsense that come from human thinking and from spiritual powers of this world rather than from Christ. For in Christ lives all the fullness of God in a human body. Join me, friend, as we ask God, our Heavenly Father, for the truth of His Word to break down strongholds and release us from deception and lies. Dear Heavenly Father, Your Word says in Hebrews 4, verse 12, that Your Word is living and active and sharper than a two-edged sword, even penetrating as far as the division of soul and spirit, of both joints and marrow, and able to judge the thoughts and intentions of the heart. Let Your Word live and take action in my heart and mind to light my thoughts and intentions with the truth and to release me from the bondage of deception and the strongholds in my life. Like Jesus spoke in the Bible in John chapter 8, verses 31 and 32, Jesus said to the Jews who had believed Him, "If you abide in my word, you are truly my disciples, and you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free." I ask you, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and through the power of the blood of Christ, let us abide in Your Word and know the truth and be set free. Amen. Feel free to reach out to me at abigail.christian316@gmail.com. Thank you for joining me, Abigail Christian, with Healing Moments. May you experience the truth and be set free today.